Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's a story from Tammy Ho.
So this story takes place about, I would say, 5 or 6 years ago. The boyfriend I was dating at the time wanted to go back home and visit his family in Nokomis. And it's closest to Sarasota. And there's a running joke that it's called No Shoes, No Shirt, Nokomis, because it's that way back. On the drive out there, we had just also adopted a kitten and we had to take her with us. And we got so lost because we decided to not use our GPS and just go off of a map that we bought at the store that we got pulled over for a speeding ticket. But thank goodness my cat was with us because the cop saw the little kitten mewing and he just lost all of it and forgave us for going 5 miles over. And that was probably one of the best ways of getting out of a ticket was because of a kitten, which was pretty awesome. But back to the real nature of the story, which is the Zentai. They have a boat and they lived right on the dock. And so there had been reports of red tide and I'd never really dealt with it. I've heard of it. I didn't know how severe it was just because it never happened on the East Coast. Boyfriend goes, let's go on the boat. I'm like, are you sure? Like, I don't think it's a good idea. There's all this algae bloom. Like, I heard the water is really bad. And he's like, no, it'll be fine. We'll go on the boat. So it was already a somewhat gloomy day. It was very gray. I think maybe it'll get better if we get past the jetty. And as soon as we start pulling the boat out from the dock, you can just see, like, how awful it was. The water was murky, and it smells just highly of this ammonia and this rot, and pretty disgusting. And as we're slowly making our way out into the jetty, which will lead us out into the Gulf, you just start seeing all this nastiness in the water. Fishes that have been drowned out because of the algae bloom taking out all the oxygen from the water, and they're belly up. And as we're passing through, I just grab a stick. And I poke one of the fishes, and it actually explodes. The stomach goes, poof, and you see this crab calling out, like, what are you doing? This is my lunch. And it's like, oh, my God, this fish is dead, and there's something in it, and it's moving, and it's gross. And I'm freaking out. My boyfriend's like, it's okay. It's what happens. Like, just don't touch anything. I'm like, okay, we're going to be all right. He's trying to assure me once we get out into the Gulf that it's all going to pass. The water's much clearer. We're going to enjoy our day. And as hitting the Gulf, another boat that was coming in from the ocean was going just a little bit too fast. So the boat ends up hitting a wake, and I'm sitting at the front of the boat. As it hits the wake and dips down, a wave washes over us. And I kid you not, it was like being in that front seat of a water ride. I just get doused in this red tide water, dead fish, and seaweed, and it smells like ammonia, and I'm just screaming bloody murder, like, oh, my God, this is horrible. There's dead fish all over me. And I'm just crying and screaming, and my boyfriend and his family are just laughing because they're in the back. And it's like, that is horrible. I can't believe you did this to me. And as soon as I got out to the Gulf, it's clear, like you promised. However, we pull right into a thunderstorm. And so at that point, I guess it was a curse and a blessing in disguise because the rain eventually washes off all of that disgusting water. But now I'm just freezing and I'm shivering and I'm angry. And I'm also laughing at myself at the same time, really angry at my boyfriend that he dragged us out into the ocean during red tide, straight into a thunderstorm. Needless to say, the rest of that weekend trip was not a very happy one.
Tammy Ho with a frightening story about coming up against a byproduct of nature.
Yes, a police officer. Michael, how could I pass up a story about a person who got out of a speeding ticket because she was carrying a kitten? No, I'm just kidding. That's not why I brought in that story. You are right. The red tide. What a description. What an incredible story.
There are so many things about this red tide we don't know, but it is specific to the west coast of Florida.
Exactly. So we need those descriptions to really be able to visualize this story. And thankfully, Tammy supplied us with the drowned fish, the exploding belly. That was so nice of her to bring up. I loved how she not only talked to the crab, she had the crab talking, coming out of the belly of the fish, saying, hey, that was great. I loved her screaming and the smell of it that she described. I gotta tell you, I do not think that the Florida Tourism Board is going to put this story on its website.
I don't think the Florida Tourism Board will anybody know that this exists. When the spray covered her, boy, that really was disgusting.
Yeah, and you gotta think, what a date, huh? Not only does she get sprayed, but then she gets caught in this storm. And it's nice that the storm washed her off, but then she was cold for the rest of the time. And he and his parents were laughing at her. So I don't know, but I just don't think there's a lot of future in this relationship. But I've got to say, this is one of our most charming storytellers. And so often, our enjoyment of a story comes from the way it is told. Tammy laughed, and she screamed, and she infused the story with so much personality. It was really fun to listen to.
Would you call it disgustingly charming?
Or charmingly disgusting?
Karen, we are looking for more stories of South Florida. How can our listeners get in touch with you?
Yes, charming, disgusting, or anything in between. Send me an email. You don't need to send me a description of the story, just your contact information, to cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Or contact me, 305-995-2264. Our website also has contact information as well as archive stories, thepublicstoryteller.org. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Mike. I'll see you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.